Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was going to begin the show talking about trust the science. We're going to get into that. But I decided to change it. My producers are already looking at me like, what? Yeah. I want to start off with Trump. His personality, his popularity, his personality. Will you get it together, Kev? Speaking of which, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8250. 844-551-8255. God, my mind is just racing right now. My producers always get scared when that happens. The media portray this pervasive anti-Trump sentiment that's out there. But folks, the reality is very different. And I can prove it. I don't know if you guys watched the UFC at all. I know many people don't. You're not into pugilistic sports and things like that, but I am. And the Ultimate Fighting Challenge happened over the weekend in the Miami-Dade Arena. And the former deposed president of the United States, Donald Trump, sat with Dana White, the president of the UFC, and also Mike Tyson. And when the cameras panned over to Trump, the crowd erupted with cheers. I didn't see a single person booing. There was no woo. No, it was yeah. And Trump stands up and he waves at him, and the entire audience is just like, whoa, what? He's amazing. He's great. And I thought, yeah, this is a dude who had just come back from, oh, we've got him in New York. He's in Miami. To be honest with you, I think this would have happened in Madison Square Garden. I don't think it would have been any different. They cheered this man. So, if you're wondering what warriors think about Trump, you know, do we have the clip? We don't have that clip, but I promise you, they cheered this man. And then, Masvidal, who retired, he makes a statement that you need to, well, just here he is speaking about Trump at the event.
I'm a huge fan, and I've appreciated everything you've done. Also, I want to say, greatest president in the history of the world.
Listen to this.
Right there.
Listen.
I love that guy. We also got the greatest governor of all time here in Florida.
Now listen.
Let's keep Florida free, a red state.
You hear that?
And let's take that. You know who? Let's go power and replace him. If I could get it just one time. Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! I'm out, y'all. 305 for life.
Yeah. Now, you see the difference between what happened. There's many opportunities. By the way, that was the second time. This is Trump had already, you know, been recognized, and he was like, hey, yeah. They already cheered him. Then Masvidal, who lost, and he's retiring, and in his retirement speech, he gives a shout out to Trump. I'm saying this stuff because I just want you to pay attention. He gives a shout out to Trump. Yeah. He then thanks the governor of Florida, DeSantis, and you get this, yeah, okay, the residual. But it wasn't, yeah, even more booming, right? It's in Miami. But it wasn't more of a booming endorsement of DeSantis. This is the kind of stuff you need to look at. That reception by Trump, by the fans in Miami, that scares the Democrats. And rightfully so, folks. Democrats want to stomp the life out of Donald Trump. Now, let me ask you this. How would this crowd have reacted to Joe Biden? Do we really need to go into it? We have a compilation, and it's two things. It's cheers and jeers. It's Biden going somewhere and Trump going somewhere. And you can be the judge for yourself on what you think about it.
Down the street and someone has a sign saying F so and so. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you, I could give you a ton more of those. And in fact, at the recent Adidas 2023 Wrestling Championship, here's what the kids were saying. These are kids, and you can hear their voices, and nothing's been modified. Here you go. Let's pivot back here real quick. So just understand this. Kevin Holland, UFC fighter, black guy, he was fighting. And during the fight, he's speaking to President Trump during the fight, through the cage. When the fight ends, he wins. And what does he do? He goes over to shake the president's hands. Yeah. He wanted to speak to him. He knocks out his opponent, and the first thing he wants to do when he gets out of the ring, this is a brother. They fear Trump, and they better. And I'm going to tell you, DeSantis, unless he pulls a rabbit out of his hat, I don't see him beating Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying 3 Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple of years, and I'm just not going to get into it from here.
Joe Biden's not trusted, folks. Trump is trusted. Joe Biden, not so much. And I've told you, because of everything that's going on with the Biden family, he will not be their candidate. And, well, Kevin, he kind of declared, yeah, he did, and they mocked him. They mocked Joe Biden. Here's Jake Tapper with a panel of on CNN, and they're mocking Joe Biden. But as we discuss this clip, I want you to just understand, as it gets to the end, it's about a minute and a half, when it gets to the end, pay close attention to what one of them finally admits, because they dance around the issue. It cracks me up because I know what the clip is. But they dance around the issue, and finally somebody has the nerve to say it. Here's a clip.
I want to ask you, as a former Biden White House official, earlier today, Al Roker was at the Easter egg roll, and he asked President Biden about his reelection plans. Take a listen.
Help a brother out. Make some news for him.
I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
I mean, what is that? I plan on running, but we're not going to announce it yet. So he's running.
Yeah, he's running.
So what are we waiting for? I don't even understand. He's not going to announce it. He just announced it.
Sure.
I don't know what everybody's waiting for. I don't know what everybody's talking about. I mean, I don't think he has to announce until January, if you ask me. I would let the Republicans and the media just focus on the debates every month coming up and every Republican trying to out-MAGA each other until January, Trump's December court date. There's lots of things that he can just focus on, and he's proven to be a successful first-term president by just focusing on legislative politics, not campaign.
Well, why the kabuki?
I think when he says, I have not ready to announce it, they're talking about a formal announcement, be it an email or a video or a rally where he declares this, and that triggers certain fundraising rules and such. And it seems to me, from the people I talk to, that the White House or the president's advisors don't see a lot of urgency in doing that. They're not facing any kind of challenge in the primary. They think the Republicans are beating each other up over on that side, and they think that the president is busy being president. He's doing foreign travel. He's working on legislation, and so they don't seem to see a lot of urgency in taking this step.
He's also pretty unpopular right now, we should point out, President Biden.
He's unpopular, but
no offense. Back to you.
But that hasn't stopped him before.
Right.
He has continued on. And I mean, they may be looking for the strongest point to make this big announcement. When can they make the biggest splash? They clearly want to be cautious about that. But yeah, I think everybody wants to know when he's going to do it. The Easter Bunny was probably out there asking, trying to get some news out of it.
The Easter Bunny voted for Biden. What are you talking about? So did all the Easter Bunny's rabbit friends and other bots. Admit it. They admit. This guy, he's unpopular. We're going to play this one section again. You know the part I'm talking about, right? Okay. Where Jake, it's not Jake Tapper, it's another guy. He says, well, he is unpopular. Now back to you. They're joking about it. Because they don't want to say it. How can you want to reelect this guy? And think about it, all the accolades they were giving earlier. Well, he's got a popular piece of policy and all about all these other things. If all that stuff is true, why are you mocking him? Anyway, here's that clip. A piece of the clip that I think is probably the most important piece of this whole thing that they did there. Check it out.
He's also pretty unpopular right now, we should point out, President Biden.
He's unpopular, but that
no offense. Back to you. Back to you.
But that hasn't stopped him before.
Right.
Did you catch that? That hasn't stopped him before. So in other words, he was unpopular then. He was unpopular in 2020. We still got him in. When's he been popular? Somebody remind me. Replay that clip where the guy is giving the strategy of all Biden. That's all he needs to do is focus on politics and politics of the day and don't worry about it.
I would let the Republicans and the media just focus on the debates every month coming up and every Republican trying to out-MAGA each other until January, Trump's December court date. There's lots of things that he can just focus on. And he's proven to be a successful first-term president by just focusing on legislative politics.
Two critical pieces of information there, folks. Well, let's focus on Trump's December thing. They're going to out-MAGA each other. So they're still going to try to demean you. And then they say, focus, Trump's going to be back in the news in December. You note the timing of that? That's when they'll really full-court press. Meanwhile, Joe Biden will live off of his political legacy, his policy legacy, because he's done such a great job. He killed 13 Marines, left Americans behind. He's got a border that's being invaded. He's got inflation that has people committing suicide, jumping off roofs and stuff. He's lied about the jobs building numbers because he destroyed 10 million jobs so he could make 1 million. He's got us at the brink of war with Russia, potentially China. What I know, what a legislative agenda Joe Biden has done. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, and particularly the T's. If you want to look at what he's done for transgender, boy, that Joe Biden, he's amazing. They finally admit, it took them the entirety of that clip to say he's unpopular. But that hasn't stopped him before. And as I mentioned, and I'll talk more about this, he's got a Kennedy that's going to run against him. Joe Kennedy. Donald Trump's got John Bolton. Nikki Haley, I just saw a poll. Nikki Haley is now polling under Vivek Ramaswamy, or whatever his name is. She's now polling under the dude nobody knew 3 weeks ago. Anybody take her seriously? I played a clip earlier. Donald Trump was in Miami. It's technically DeSantis territory. And when he was at this UFC event, he soaked up all the oxygen. Guy gave a shout out to Trump and DeSantis. You know who got the applause? Donald Trump. Look, folks, I'm not making a commercial for Trump here. I don't have a problem with DeSantis. I have friends that do. They hate when I say that, by the way. Kevin, won't you just say, man? Because I don't have a problem with DeSantis. You know, if you look at him, you go, well, he's a rhino. Okay, well, he may be getting twisted in a different direction, but look at what the outcome is in Florida. Look at the outcome. You can tell me what a person is, but look at what he did. Well, they twisted his arm. Okay, well, keep twisting his arm. The outcome's been pretty good. It's like Kyrsten Sinema. I don't like her politics, but I'll tell you this. She's better than either of the two Republicans, so-called Republican senators we had in Arizona. Why do you want me to be mad at her? So, I'm not going to get mad at DeSantis. Whoever you guys pick, I'm for. Anyway, folks, more when we get back, we're going to talk about trust.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Thousands in and around Richmond, Indiana remain away from their homes thanks to a huge fire at a recycling plant. Authorities say it could be Saturday before crews will contain that blaze that's putting a massive cloud of toxic smoke into the air. Falling grocery and gas prices contributed to a drop in the government's top gauge of inflation last month. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% and by 5% from a year ago. Last month's year-over-year rise, 6%. Beware of traveling to Russia, the warning from the Secretary of State in the wake of the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The call is growing among Democrats for longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The 89-year-old's been out sick with shingles since early last month. Combined with the absence of Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, it erases the Democrats' two-vote Senate majority. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trust is a strange concept when you think about it, because I think most people, you're born to sort of trust because you're born into parents that you rely on. So you have this idea of, well, I can trust people. And it's your parents that sort of go, that little guy there, he's a little shady. You might not want to be let him be your friend. And you try to let your kids make these decisions. But I think there's an inherent, I don't think we're born trusting. I think we just rely on it because it is what it is. You have to rely on people to survive. And then if life goes, if you don't have any dysfunction, like some, you know, Biden-esque uncle that always wants to sniff your hair, then you grow up functional and you do trust people. And then you get hurt. Somebody breaks the trust. And it goes back and forth. And if you're fortunate, it's not huge, but it's enough to make you weary. If it's big, maybe that Uncle Joey ends up molesting you, then you break your trust and suddenly your life changes. Your mind expands in ways that you never thought about. In other words, you show me that kid that grew up almost in an Amish world, you put them in New York City, they're just a rube. They call them rubes, bumpkins. They're going to get taken advantage of because in the big city, that trust is broken all the time. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. These small town sensibilities help you build trust. But then you get to those big city sensibilities and you find out they're all fakes and frauds just trying to get ahead, and you're the next mark. And you become encrusted. You build this hard outer shell that says, I'm not going to trust anybody. I'm not going to trust anything. And it takes a while for people at some point to gain your trust. Because you're like, man, you might be somebody that's just a rainy day friend. You may leave me. And it's all born of these circumstances, things that have happened to you. I talk about a girl I know, her name is Michelle, adopted, given up for adoption at birth by her birth mother, who was a crackhead. Then 5 years later, her birth mother finds her, steals her from her adopted family. And by the time Michelle is 7, her mother has her prostituting so she could get drugs for her and her boyfriend, who, by the way, was molesting her daughter. So Michelle runs away at 12, 13, joins a gang, I believe the Bloods, and becomes an enforcer. She becomes a person that does the dirty work. This trusting little girl, 12 years, 13 years old, is the one who will walk up on you and put a bullet in your head. What's your level of trust for 12 and 13-year-olds where you live?
What's your level of trust for 12 or 13 year olds in the hood? It's two different levels, folks. But it is about trust. And in Michelle's circle, she learned who to trust and why to trust them. But she learned a whole different set of sensibilities, if you will. Stuff you don't apply. I tell the story of my nephew having to shoot his best friend, but he said, but Uncle Kev, I was going to shoot him in the stomach so he knew that I wasn't trying to kill him. Really? You're going to gut shot a dude? Well, if I put it in his head, he's gone for good. If I put it in his stomach, at least he knows I wasn't trying to kill him and he has a chance to survive. They can trust each other. People listening to this show, if you just tuned in, you're going, what did I just tune into? You tune into the crazy world that leftism has created. So I don't trust them. But I will tell you this, Trump is trusted. That's his appeal. He's so non-scripted that you find yourself trusting him. And I'm going to tell you, I like DeSantis. We have a lot of choices. The Ted Cruz. I mean, we have a Josh Hawley. We've got a bench. But the most trusted politician, bar none, for my lifetime, Donald Trump. I don't like his style. I don't like a lot of his choices. But I tell you what, I trust him when he says something, and I trust that he's going to try to do the right thing. And I get so upset with Donald Trump, with these people that he chooses, and the techniques that he uses. And I do. I'm highly frustrated. But I trust him. You know, I don't know whether you have people in your life that are like that, where you go, man, he's just so difficult to be around. But I trust the guy. Like, maybe you've got a handyman, but he's kind of crusty. And you tell people, look, I'll recommend a guy. Kevin, I need to fix a door. I got a guy, but I'm going to tell you something. He doesn't have a good bedside manner. I don't care, man. Will he do good work? Oh, he does stellar work. Bring it on. You can be warned about somebody like that, and you will want to deal with them. Einstein made this comment, whoever is careless with the truth in small matters cannot be trusted with important matters. That is a fact. And the reason why Trump is trusted, folks, is he's like, look, even with the little things, I'm going to tell you the truth. Oh, I did bankruptcy. Yeah, that was the rules. The rules at the time. No excuses, no whatever. I remember that because I remember thinking, ooh, here comes a political answer. There's a Booker T. Washington that said, few things can help an individual more than to place responsibility on him and to let him know that you trust him. That is one of the tenets that I live by with my sons. Here's your responsibility. You carry the weight of the family crest, if you will, on your shoulders. Now go do the right thing. You get out there with your buddies. You get out there with whatever. Do the right thing. That's what we want to do. As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. You know who said that? You probably don't. This guy's name is Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. He said that. You want to know why I put so much trust in you, the audience? I put that trust in you because I believe in you more than I believe in these knuckleheads that are out there trying to convince me otherwise. And it isn't because you listen and you agree with me. I bet on many things we disagree. A few things. Certainly, stylistically, we probably disagree because I'm the kind of guy that will run up and punch you in your mouth. Most of you probably won't do that. But you got to give people that trust. You got to say, I trust you with this thing to do. And as von Goethe went on to say, he says, knowing is not enough. You got to apply it. Willing is not enough. You got to do it. As my sister would paraphrase, ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby. Trust is the glue of life. Stephen Covey,
The most essential ingredient in effective communication is trust. It is a fundamental principle of a relationship. Trust. We have trusted this government to do the right thing. I will tell you, growing up, I was indoctrinated. The government, America. Oh, beautiful force. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I mean, I'm that kid. George MacDonald said to be trusted is a greater compliment than to be loved. Trust. But trust of the innocent is the liar's most useful tool. You got to remember that too. And that's what this government has done. It has taught us not to trust. It has taught us to disregard. And as they say in the end of days, and we talked about this, I talked about it on a sneak peek, and I've talked about it on this show, things will be flipped. We will start trusting the liars. It's hard to believe that Joe Biden even has the nerve to mention that he wants...
Well, we haven't exactly planned. I'm planning on running, but I just haven't announced it yet.
How can you be planning on running? What in the world could make this man possibly believe that he should run? He won't take a cognitive test so we can test his brain function. Let me ask you, do you trust that he will be better, more aware in 2 years or less? The 80-year-old Biden. Unbelievable that he could even give us some idea.
I might be running. I tell you what, you know.
Ralph Waldo Emerson said this. He said, "All I've seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all that I have not seen." We have to believe that we are doing the right thing. We have to trust and believe. I joking all the time. Say, trust and believe. You got to trust and believe. God is on our side. And I believe God is on Trump's side because Trump has no agenda. He's not after our money. And he doesn't need the power. That is a rare person in the world, and particularly in D.C. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The theme for today's show really is based on trust. And here's another example where we can't trust the government. Now, Eric Snowden, like him or not, whistleblower said, hey, we can spy on anybody, anytime, anywhere. We have the technology. And that probably is the best thing to put out, because we were able to spy on all the world leaders. Nobody knew what was going on. Now, I say that it's a good idea to let's keep this under the covers, right? And I believe that. But I also say to myself,
yeah, maybe that's not the best thing because the government can do that to anybody anytime. I told you guys years ago, a guy was with a guy. He said to me, Kevin, my wife worked for the CIA, one of the clandestine agencies. He didn't say who, but he goes, she could literally tell me the conversations I'd had during the day. And I was like, how does she know this? And because he drove a cab. He was a cab driver. And we were having this discussion. He goes, she could tell me word for word. He goes, I didn't know what it was. He goes, I finally figured it out. I did research. She was tapping my phone. She has the ability to do that. She was in one of these black buildings. And he goes, and I thought the guy was kind of kooky at the time. This was years ago. I thought he was kooky. I was like, oh, no way she could be listening on his phone. I mean, and then I learned, yep, they could listen on your phone, watch you through your computer screen. If you remember, there was a time when they said, even when you're not on your computer and that little light is on for your video, they can still be watching you. And I thought, wow. Anyway, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So we can be spied upon, and this little smartphone is very smart. It's like Siri and Alexa and all these different things. All these different apps that we have are the CIA, the NSA, whatever, all these clandestine agencies, they can figure it out. They use this stuff against us. The level of tracking we do for ourselves makes China look rather benign in comparison. I talk about China all the time and all the cameras and stuff like that. Your phone is a geo-tracker for you, for everything you do. And you know what? You're going to have it with you. Try to take a phone away from a teenager. You might as well. It's like dope. Taking dope from a crackhead. You got to fight. Kids would do anything to have that phone. We currently have our son's phone because we're telling him, you're going to get weaned. You're not just going to be using the phone and, ooh, you know, and then as soon as somebody takes it away, like a rabid dog. The Restrict Act is what I want to talk about. Finally, an aptly named act, at least partially. The Restrict Act is not about what it says. It's not for TikTok. The Restrict Act is for you, for the citizens of America. Generally, politicians disguise their skullduggery by naming things the opposite of what they hope to accomplish, but the Restrict Act is going to restrict you. It is going to stop you from doing the things that you want to do. It's not about banning TikTok. This very Orwellianly worded, restricting the emergence of security threats that risk information and communications technology, or restrict that, has some very dangerous provisions. And let me just give you one for example. It grants the Secretary of Commerce and the Director of National Intelligence the authority to label any foreign group or individual an adversary of the United States, target any U.S. citizens with associations to a particular foreign adversary as a threat to national interest, and grants the state discretion to ban software and apps from nations deemed adversaries. The act would also criminalize the use of VPNs to access banned foreign apps. It allows the feds to access all online data without a warrant. And it is worded so Freedom of Information Act and congressional oversight would not apply to the Restrict Act cases and investigations. It's essentially a FISA court that the left can misuse anytime they want. No due process. Any violations of this act would be tied exclusively, tried in the D.C. Appeals Court, one of the most partisan and politically biased courts in the nation. It is a blatant violation of your First and Fourth Amendment rights, folks. So, get this. If one causes undue risk to U.S. interests or persons, and how they define that is absolutely as wide as the Caspian Sea. It says if one engages in election interference, they are subject to fines of $1 million, civil asset forfeiture, up to a 20-year prison sentence.
It grants the government total power over regulating communications. It grants the executive branch dictatorial powers, including wartime powers, and formalizes the federal intelligence and law enforcement relationships across the digital sphere. What we learned about in the Twitter files. Rather than just farming out tech censorship to the private sector. And this is what somebody wrote about this bill. The Restrict Act is bipartisan, folks. I want to tell you who the Republicans are, though. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Chuck Grassley, Lindsey Graham, and I believe John Thune's in on this, too. It's amazing, but the Democrats are Mark Warner. Oh, yeah, it is. Mark Warner and John Thune co-sponsored by 11 Democrats, including Manchin, Gillibrand, Mark Kelly, Tammy Baldwin, Tim Kaine, and Richard Blumenthal, and 13 Republicans, and I named some of them. Kevin McCarthy has also expressed support for moving the legislation forward to ban TikTok, but I don't think people understand this is more than about banning TikTok. The guy continues writing. He says, this legislation was likely crafted by an alliance of K Street lawyers, deep state interests, Silicon Valley, to suppress any competition to big tech. And they want access to your data. We at Wimkin, we fought this. And by the way, we will file a lawsuit against this. But I just want you to understand, this is so over the top. It is the Patriot Act. Remember when they do stuff, they do it right after a supposed, well, in this case, the World Trade Centers go down. And we were all, yeah, let's do the Patriot Act, man. We're all patriotic. And then we look at it and you go, holy cow, they can get you for anything. This piece of legislation means that If somebody deems Wimkin, Truth Social, Twitter, whatever, if they deem them as working with a foreign government or working against the interests of however they define in this loosely broad topic of hurting America, they can fine you, seize the site, make it where you can't use it, and oh, I could go on. This is, I don't know if you're hearing much about it. It seems like it's beginning to leak out because I have, when I bring it up at different events, people go, oh, really, Kevin? Yeah. Or they tell me, I'd heard a little bit about it. You better start hearing a lot more about it. $1 million fine, civil asset forfeiture, up to 20 years in prison, a Patriot Act on steroids, total power over by the government over communications. This is scary. And why? Look, I would love to get with Romney and say, why would you accept this? Why would you allow this to happen? And who's an adversary? Who gets declared an adversary to the government? Criminalizing virtual private networks. You get on a VPN because you don't want people looking at your stuff. They don't want that. They want access to all your stuff. Freedom of information and congressional oversight would not apply. No Jim Jordan questioning who did what. Look at the outcome of the Russian collusion stuff. You know who went down? Kevin Kleinsmith. Do you know who it is? Do you know who he is? Are you concerned that he's the only guy so far? And by the way, go look at what they gave Kleinsmith. For knowingly submitting false information to a FISA court. Go look. Look who else has been prosecuted. I asked this the other day. Where's John Durham? Where's his explosive report that's supposed to put all these people in jail? Now they want another court. And you look at the cast of characters who's pro this. And you ask yourself, for what means? Why? Because if you want to get rid of TikTok, just get rid of TikTok.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.